Welcome to This Week in Fast Pitch, the podcast that keeps you up to date on the latest news, insights, and analysis from the world of fast pitch softball. Powered by 643, we bring you the stories behind the scores, the personalities behind the players, and the strategies behind the game. Whether you're a fan, a coach, or a player, we've got you covered with expert analysis and insider information. So sit back, relax, and get ready for a deep dive into the world of fast pitch softball. This is This Week in Fast Pitch, powered by 643, with your hosts, Jimmy Thomas and Kevin Bednoski.
All right. We are back for an unbelievable episode. I am, as always, joined by the big man on campus himself, Coach Jimmy Thomas.
Oh, it's a little weak. You haven't insulted me in a while.
Well, I figured I'd go with the campus motto because, you know, we're talking with college athletes at this point.
Right.
So, big man on campus. This is a two-man show. Our fearless leader, executive producer, Mr. Matt Cook, is not with us today.
Not that folks really noticed he was around half the
time. Not sure exactly what he produces, but he is not with us today. We have assembled an absolute stellar cast for our podcast this week, and we're talking with current college athletes and future college athletes, and we're going to learn from all of them. First, pitcher, sophomore, NC State, Ms. Kayla Feckel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. Next to her left, the sophomore going to Harvard University, Ms. Megan Davies.
Hi, so happy to be here.
Yes, thank you, thank you. And we have two incoming freshmen to their programs. So incoming freshman to St. Joe's University in Philadelphia, Ms. Haley Peterson.
Thanks for having me.
You welcome back. This is your second appearance on the show. And to her left, incoming freshman for Illinois, Jackie Yeager.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Welcome, guys.
All right, Coach, what do we got here?
Nothing. I'm excited to have you guys here. I don't know. What do you want to start with? When do you guys leave? That's what I want to know. When does everybody leave?
I move in on the 16th, August 16th.
Okay.
I'm August 24th.
Okay. I'm the 24th, too.
I'm August 19th.
Wow. See how they knew that right out of the gate?
Like, yeah, they got stuff to do.
They're serious. They're serious.
Well, they move in. So that. You two, going back, what does move in mean? You're going back to the dorms? You got a little off campus? What are we doing?
I am fortunate enough to live off campus with my teammate, Tori.
Awesome.
So. Excellent. Megan?
So I'm on campus all 4 years.
Right.
So I'll be moving back in, but I'm going early because I'm going to be an advisor. So
of course you are.
I'm going to be a student advisor.
Yeah, shocker.
And then, so incoming folks, do you have your roommates set? Do you know where you're living? Have you visited these dorms before? What's your expectation?
So actually, one of the things the team told us to do was live in the oldest dorm on campus. So my freshman year, I'm living in Lafarge dorm, which is basically a 12-person suite. Yeah. And they're literally knocking down the building next year, as in, like, there's a reason it's getting knocked out.
But is that like a freshman prank?
Yeah, why are they
I'm actually excited. It means it's like one bathroom.
For 12?
Okay, but look, ready? Like, what? Three showers, like,
just multiple. A community.
Yeah, it's like a communal bathroom within the 12, so it's not horrible. And then I have one direct roommate. She's from Toronto, Canada, so she's a lacrosse player. So it's me, eight lacrosse girls, and the other softball player. So, yeah, not too shabby, but it is an old dorm. It's cool. If we don't decorate it, it's going to look like an insane asylum. But other than that, it's good.
It'll have some character.
I think you got pranked. I think you got punks going into that. Jackie, what about you?
I'm Gigi.
Unlike Haley, my dorm is very, very new, like a couple years old. It's freshman only. It's called Wasaja. And I will be living with a softball player. Just one room.
All right.
Not a suite.
So you all are living with athletes of some sort.
Yeah.
You are not.
I'm not.
Yeah, because you're a student advisor and you get all the fancy stuff.
I was living with, at Harvard, they don't place you with athletes. They place you with non-athletes most of the time. It's all random. We don't get to pick our roommates at all until you go into your sophomore year. But I ended up loving my roommates, so I'm sticking with them.
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah. So returning folks, what can you teach these younger ones by 1 year about what they should expect, and when they show up on campus on the 19th or 24th or whatever it is, what you know, little bit of deer in the headlights, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But what is it that they can expect?
I think college is really different in a lot of aspects. Just like, you're in a different environment, you don't have your parents around, you're like all by people your age, which is pretty cool. But I think the biggest thing is to try and meet new people. And for me,
I have a hard time making new friends because I like to stand by myself. But as an athlete, like, you have connections with other athletes, and it's really cool. And you get to support them throughout the season and everything. So my biggest takeaway would probably be making friends.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, put yourself out there with everything. I especially suggest not just being with athletes. Go and explore other people and different types of people. That's what college is all about. Just meeting different types of people and new people. That's huge. It will be a little overwhelming at first because it's just a lot at once. You're on your own for probably your very first time ever. It's an entirely new experience. And you're probably away from home. I know it was my first time, like, moving somewhere new. I've lived in the same place my entire life, so that was a huge change for me, is just being in a different environment and around entirely different people for the first time in my life. So take advantage of it. Meet new people. Go talk with them. But yeah.
Oh, great advice. What do you, is there anything you guys are nervous about heading in your freshman year?
Probably just like the time management aspect of everything, like balancing class and like especially in like the 20-hour weeks, just balancing school with all of the softball and workouts.
Have you been given sort of a daily itinerary of what your days are going to look like so you have an idea of how to start managing?
I mean, I haven't been like given one, but I know of just from the girls that are there. Like, I've asked because I know some people that already like play there, and I know like a swimmer that went to Riverside. So I know some girls that are there, and I've asked them like about like their class schedule and stuff like that.
That's cool. What about you, Haley?
Yeah, we just made our class schedules a few weeks ago. So I have that finalized, and then we just got our fall practice schedule. So that's kind of nice. They kind of like, what was cool when it came to registering for classes, they had our practices completely blocked off. So we didn't have to worry about like accidentally scheduling during that time, which was kind of nice.
That's nice.
But it's like a 4-hour block off time on those days. I mean, it was like a Sudoku puzzle though, trying to like make my class schedule. I can't
lie.
Yeah,
it was hard.
It's like, oh, I'm going to take Spanish these 3 days. Oh, nope. That's when econ's offered. So it was like one of those where I was like, oh. But other than that, yeah, I would just say definitely the time management. And I would say one thing I'm kind of nervous about is like, the most games we've ever played in a season is like a high school season. It's like you always tell the high school freshmen when they're coming in, like, hey, you've never thrown 7 days a week, all that stuff. Well, it's not about just the practices. I'm worried about like, oh, now we have 50 games in a season. So at what point do you hit that block where it's like you hit the mark where it'd be 20 seasons in a high school game? Does it just like, do you just die physically at that point? I'm like, that's probably my like concern.
Yeah.
Caleb, what was it like? What was it like, you know, from a time management perspective? You know, you have your class schedule and mm-hmm. it doesn't conflict for the most part, except for when you go on the road.
Yeah.
Right. So what's it like sort of taking stuff on the road with you when you're going away, especially early in the season like that?
Yeah, for sure. So in the fall, you obviously like stack up on more classes, more credits, and you try and take like your harder classes. That way, like, you can focus more time because you're not traveling as much. But you do play fall games, but most of them are at home or they're not far down the road. But then when you're in season, like Coach said, you are playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you come back like late Sunday night, maybe early Monday morning, and then you go to class on Monday. And I had classes at 8:30, so I'm an early bird, so I found that's what worked for me. But again, like, you have to figure out what works for you. But obviously, like, they give you a travel letter at the beginning of the year, and you go to your professor and you give your travel letter. I would advise to sit in the front of the class. I know it's like intimidating, especially when you have a lot of people in your class, but like that just shows the professor that you're willing to do what it takes to stay on top of your work, stay on top of everything that you're given, especially like being an athlete, like, it can be hard. But just it's hard in college in general. But I would say like get your work done before or like as you're traveling to the trip, because when the trip is over,
Haley,
the last thing you want to do is pull out that laptop and do your homework when you're coming back on the bus ride, and you're tired, you just played all weekend, you're out in the sun, like, everything's hit you. But, like, on the bus, we would have set aside time, like, an hour of study hall, and everyone had to, like, give their phone, or, like, so you didn't have your phone, so you were like, forced to do your work. But I would say forcing yourself to do the work prior to it would be most beneficial to you.
Megan, you got anything to add to that?
That's great advice. I would definitely take that. So we don't have study hall. Which is very rare. Most schools do have study hall, but
they just expect you to be studying 24 hours a day.
You don't get there if you don't know how to study.
Yeah, so definitely just try and get your work done and just push through. Like, definitely schedule your classes so that you're able to both go to class and go to practice. I know that was something that was really hard for me fall semester, because I was going into fall semester not really knowing our schedule, because we also had new coaches this year, but so that was kind of tough, not knowing Yeah, kind of. Not knowing our schedule going in. So that was a little tough. But if you do know it, definitely like stack your classes so that you're able to time manage both softball and school.
Yeah. How about this? One of the things, or this is for you too, one of the things that I remember most about playing in college was the traveling and visiting other campuses and going to parts of the country that you had never been. Yes. And that's part of the thing I remember the most, and playing in games against schools that were in crazy places. Can you talk a little bit about being able to visit all these campuses in 1 year and seeing all these different parts of the country?
Yeah, it's really cool, especially like growing up in the travel world, like we travel to different states and everything. So you got the opportunity to visit states you probably would have never seen before. But as far as it goes with school and college, like you go into all these campuses and you kind of get to see what they live their life like. Obviously you're playing softball, you're either on the bus and you get to see the campus, which is pretty cool. But I just say like the opportunities that softball give us, whether it's with friendships, people, the sport, like so many great things come from it. So definitely take advantage. Like we would go around in our bus and just walk around town together. And I think those are some of the most memorable moments too. Like the friendships you create and like the memories you make. I mean, you guys know like with travel ball, like most of the time you remember more of like the hotel moments rather than like the on-field. Although the on-field are really cool, but it's like the friendships.
What are you guys looking forward to the most? This is like a clean slate. You have no idea what you're stepping into. What is it that you're looking forward to the most?
Probably just like going to a new state with like knowing no one except for the softball girls and just meeting a bunch of new people. So, because I'm very social and I know she is too. So we're both
really?
Like,
shocker.
So I'm just excited to meet a bunch of new people that like come from all over the country.
Yeah, I would definitely say it's like meeting new people and like stepping out of the comfort zone to an extent. It's like, especially like with me going close to a city or basically in the city, it's one of those where it's like, that is not what Loudoun County is. So it's like, it's that like, kind of like the fear of like something new to an extent where it's like, same as Meg, I grew up here, haven't like moved, always been in the same area. So it was like, I think pushing myself to like go into the city or like go around. Like, yeah, it's like all that. It's just a completely different atmosphere. And then just like meeting the girls and just getting a new environment. It's like, the friends I've had since I was born, like basically most of my closest friends are all, I've known them for 18 years. So it's definitely like starting over and like, you have to go make your own friends now. My parents aren't setting me up for this one. Yeah. So it's like definitely that new.
There's no play dates. There's no. Right.
No, it's like, it's a whole, like you said, it's a clean slate. And I think that's kind of cool just to see what everything else is like outside of here.
But being part of the team is almost like joining a sorority or a fraternity, right? You have a group that's sort of going through the grind that you're going through. They understand the things that you're going through daily, and it helps you develop close relationships with those people. You know, I still talk to a ton of the guys that I played with, you know, a million years ago because we went through the grind together, man. And you know, when you develop these deep bonds.
Yeah. Big relationships.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what you're studying yet, Jackie?
I'm going business undeclared, hoping to do business management.
Okay. Haley, do you know yet?
I'm going in as a business major. I don't think it's going to stay like that. I might try to double major. So.
Okay. Megan is known for you. You've been pretty set, right?
Yeah. Environmental science and public policy with maybe a minor in gov.
Right.
So.
Kayla, what's your situation academically?
I am studying biological sciences.
Excellent.
Yeah. Very smart.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of like.
Yeah.
Me and Jackie are going in kind of clueless.
Yeah. That's
I feel
okay.
Like a lot of times you go in business because you're like,
I don't
I'm
know.
Good at this. Mm. I think I can figure out something, but everyone says it's gonna change.
I don't have to
like everyone
math,
says
so.
If you're as a certain as like that's my tone has sounded, everyone's like. You're not going to be a business
major. Well, you were a decadine.
Yeah,
you
I might do like all, business right? And political science. So, yeah.
Good.
Anything you guys would do over or any major hurdles that you guys had in your first year? Anything that was really tough?
I don't think I would do anything over because the things I say probably didn't go the best way about, like with school and the sorts of time management I kind of learned myself. Just really not having to procrastinate. Especially with my English class and my writing assignments. But I learned very quickly how to manage my time, and I'm extremely thankful for that. And they have so many resources in college for you, whether that's the academic team, your coaches, your teammates. Like, so many people, they all want to see you succeed. So no one is going to let you fail. and they're always going to be there for you no matter what. So even when you're nervous, like, always ask for help. I'd say that's my biggest takeaway. Ask for help, even if you feel like you never need it. Because at first I was like, oh, I don't need anyone's help. Like, I can figure it out on my own. But it's always it's better to ask for help than to try and do it alone.
Do you feel the same way, Megan, about your support system around you at Harvard?
Yeah. So Harvard's really great in that they put so much emphasis on the person. Even with having their athletes and everything like that, they just really want you to succeed as a person. So both in your education, athletically, but even just socially, they put this in their orientation, like, modules at the beginning of the year. They want all of these different pillars to be fulfilled by you, which I really love. Something that I wouldn't do over anything from the year. I learned a lot from the year, had a lot of challenges, but I learned so much and I felt like I grew so much, so I wouldn't redo anything. But one thing that I wish I did do was not put so much pressure on myself going in. I mean, as a freshman, it's really intimidating. You know, you're playing at now the most elite level possible. Like, college is big. You know, you're playing with the best of the best. You know, you're not the best on your team anymore. So you really have to learn how to communicate with your teammates, and you're fighting for spots alongside your teammates, but being able to also lean on them at the same time. Because, again, like Kayla said, everyone just wants you to succeed. So no matter if you're both fighting for the same spot, you all are working together to build this great team and have a successful season, and you need to remember that. And also, your coaches want you to be successful. So don't be afraid. Just go out and work hard. Go in with a hardworking mindset, and just don't put so much pressure on yourself.
That's great advice. I may have told this story before about Megan, but when Megan was going through her recruiting process, one summer, I forget where we were, but it, you know, the now head coach was former assistant coach, Coach Roan. She just came up. We just really love Megan, and we know that she's going to be a top level Harvard citizen. And use the word citizen. So when they talk about these pillars and they want you to succeed personally, professionally from a softball, and then obviously academically as well. So, you know, these support systems, you know, for you guys that are coming up, you know, through your first year, use the support systems that are given to you, because they're there. You may need to seek them out, but they are there for sure. For sure. For sure.
So how do you guys decompress? There's a lot of pressure going on with what you guys got going on. I know with you guys, the commitment and all that stuff was a lot of pressure going in, but there's a lot of nerves, I'm sure, and a lot of pressure with what you guys got going on. How do you decompress and deal with the pressure?
I can go. Just kind of like relaxing, and like I know, like, softball, like, is muscle memory. Like, I know how to play. Like, I know, like, what's going on. And, like, I used to be a very big overthinker, and I still am sometimes, but I just need to, like, clear my mind and, like, just, like, relax.
Yeah, I would say, like, definitely just finding ways to clear my mind. I'm a big yoga person. So yeah. I find that really helpful if I just need to, like, calm down, or, like, for me, I'll do something that's similar. Like, I'll go shoot a basketball. It's stuff like that. Just, like, take your mind off softball, because, like she said, it's muscle memory. So, like, you mess up, you'll do better next time.
Like, you know how to do it.
It's, like, the most common thing. It's a sport of failure. Yeah. It's, like, sometimes you just have to forget that. So I guess just doing things that have nothing to do with softball sometimes are nice to, like, just reset.
Yeah. I got really into yoga during college. I don't know why. It just, like, is a great way to decompress. Finding time for yourself in college is a huge thing. You know, you're around people all the time. You really need to find time to just be with yourself. I like reading. I like finding hobbies outside of softball, like you said. But I just really like just sitting with myself sometimes and just, like, meditating. Like, I'll do that every now and then. Those are really good ways to just get your mind right and everything.
Yeah, I relate to what Megan said. I like my alone time. I actually started journaling this past year at school, which is something that I never would have thought I would have done before. But at school, in the beginning of the year, we started trying to write three things that were good in our day to focus on the positive rather than the negatives. And I kind of just took that to heart, and I started doing that every day. And I still do it right now during the summer, which is pretty cool. And I started listening to podcasts too. There's, like, athlete podcasts, mental performance podcasts. I really grew in my faith this past year, so that was something really big to me. But yeah, just finding things with your people, within yourself, and yeah.
So I have a question about that. So, yeah, and you and I, maybe we talked about this a little bit, because I asked you, what the heck were you doing this summer Can you just tell everybody what the heck you were doing this summer?
And I was given the opportunity to go to UTC, which stands for Ultimate Training Camp in Colorado. And it's all these student athletes who are Christians, and we go and we fight for our lives together. But basically, it's this physical endurance for a whole week. So you're out there, you're learning pillars. We learn five pillars, and it's how to intertwine sports and softball. Softball and God. And knowing how to play with God and not just for him, and like understanding and developing that part in your brain to know that you're never alone in anything that you do. Because in a lot of times, whether it's sports, school, life, like sometimes we feel like we're alone, but we're not. We never are. And that was really big for me. The biggest thing in that was the 20 hours straight of conditioning, which blew my mind. I was like, there's no way that's real. Like, I thought that was just like a selling point. No, it definitely was real for sure. We did 20 hours straight with, I guess not 20 hours straight. We did like 16 hours and then we got 2 hours to sleep. And then we went back and finished the four. But it was pretty crazy. Like, you push yourself the furthest you thought you could physically go. And then you switch to a new level in your brain and you rely on God and like everything that he gives you. And so that was my biggest takeaway, like knowing that when I think I can't do things, like I can do things through Christ who strengthens me.
Did you run with a railroad tie or whatever it was you were carrying on your
shoulders?
That
was a whole lap around the track, but then we had to bear crawl. It was like all these things. And then the last thing was Golgotha, where you ran half a mile down with the wood plank by your side, and then you ran half a mile up with it on your back. And like the hill is like straight up. It's not flat at all. It's just straight up.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think this is going to help you physically, emotionally, mentally, and your performance as you head back, you know, for the fall?
I think my biggest takeaway is frustration. I used to get so easily frustrated, and I'm very competitive as a person, and I'd be like, oh, if I can't do this, like, I stink, like, all these things. But, like, that's what we worked on through the year. My coach, she really prides herself on mental toughness and mental tenacity and, like, how to wrap your brain around, like, how to mentally talk to yourself in a sense that it pushes you to, like, do greater and, like, positively influence yourself. And like, if you can do that, then you positively influence others, and it's like all these great things. But I would say when I get frustrated, not letting that overtake my emotions and my actions.
That's great advice. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, really cool. Sorry, dealing with a little people popping in. That's right. So you guys talked a little bit about, you know, coach asked you about sort of what do you do to sort of get yourself right, like, but I think he might have been getting at, well, what do you do for fun? Right. You all had great answers like yoga, reading, journaling, but like there is some, you know, there, you know, you do have a social life, yeah. Right? What are you guys doing for fun? I know there's not a ton of time for that, but yeah. What are you doing to sort of, you know, create a little balance in your life?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Cause they want to learn. Okay. They want to know.
For me, it was finding time to spend with with my roommates, because they're separate from softball. So being with them was just really fun. Like, we'd go, we're right near Boston. There's so many activities to do. So we'd go and just go into the city or just be around Cambridge, go out to lunch together. And that was always really fun for me, just being with other people and talking with them, learning about their experiences. Like, I have a lot of fun around my roommates, and they are just such a comfort for me. So that was always really fun.
Did you meet a lot of international students? Sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of international students.
I was like, that school must attract basically
everyone.
Yeah, so it's very international.
I was like, that must be cool, like getting to meet all those different people.
Yeah, that's been really cool. Yeah.
I hung out with my teammates and then with my other friends that I made. I made friends with a lot of the girls on the basketball team, and they lived in the room right above me. So like they would like stomp on the floor and they're like, all right, that's my sign to go upstairs. But in our dorms, we had a kitchen. So we would make dinner sometimes together, or we just watch TV, or we'd go to like one of our older teammates' houses and she would make cookies and we would just like watch movies together. Yeah.
What about campus life? Are you excited about football games, basketball games, that kind of stuff? Do you guys go to games, other sports?
We don't really like, we're not really a sports school.
Basketball,
we would go to basketball a lot. But yeah, like football, we would go to Harvard-Yale. Harvard-Yale was so fun.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's a 100-year rivalry or whatever.
Yeah. I tried to go to every single sports game this past year, which is really cool. I went to my first wrestling match in my gymnastics meet, and that was pretty cool. But our football games are pretty electric, great stadium, great energy. And then our women's and men's basketball team both going to Final Four. Yeah. It was so cool watching them.
That's awesome.
Like, the energy and atmosphere on campus was through the roof. It was really cool to be on campus that past year.
Is that something that excites you guys about going?
Yeah, I mean, like, Illinois is a Big Ten school, so the sports are obviously, like, very good. And, like, Big Ten football is going to be super exciting. And then their basketball team made it to, I think, like, almost the Elite Eight, or they were in the Elite Eight. Yeah. So I'm just excited for, like, all, like, the athletics and everything about that.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't actually have football, but, like, coming from Riverside and our own 20 record, that doesn't bother me that much. So, like, I think I'll live with that. But, like,
are you excited? Have you actually witnessed the whoever is inside the Hawk flapping its wings for an entire basketball game?
Yeah, okay. So,
the whole game?
Like,
whole game.
So that's the one thing about the Hawk mascot, and it's like, I didn't know this until I, like, committed and everything. It was like, it never stops. If you see it in public, always flapping.
It's exhausting.
No matter what, no matter.
Dripping sweat.
I was like, I would be dying.
Yeah, literally, my arms are so tired.
My arms are so sore.
They need to run up the mountain with the...
Yeah, apparently, but flapping their wings with the wood.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but I think we're pretty, like, we're a pretty good basketball school, so I know our women's team's really good, and our guys' team's cool to watch. So we have, like, what's kind of cool is, like, our gymnasium, it's a smaller one, so it's, like, when it gets filled, it's, like, it gets filled really quickly, and so that's really cool to watch. And then they have the Power 5 tournament, which is, like, all the Philly schools that'll play each other, and they won that last year, so I think, like, watching that again, because it's all the people from the same area, so I think that's going to be cool. But from what, the girls have told me, I some of them try, like, they thought it was going to be a big basketball thing, and then sometimes they went, sometimes, so 50-50, but I'm obsessed with basketball. Like, it's, like, my favorite sport next to softball, so I will find my way to those games.
You have to go catch a baseball game, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Your brother plays, right? Your mom told me about that. Like, when I first brought up St. Joe's, her mom was my teacher, and it was, like, she goes, the whole year your mom's talking about your brother and like what he was going through and at this school, like, all this sort of stuff. Me not talking to St. Joe's yet, because I was sophomore or junior year, and I hadn't been talking to them yet. So I just hear Miss Davies talking about it, and I was like, I didn't know much about their softball program, and I just hear this, and I was like, yeah, I was like, cool, like, Philadelphia. And then a year later she goes, so you were listening in class. And I was like, yep. Because every class, it's a 20-minute softball talk with Ms. Davies.
So question for you two, and then you guys are going to tell them if they're out of their minds or not.
Okay.
So what are your expectations for softball heading into your freshman year? What's...
Like, you go first.
Like game?
I don't know.
Like, what do
I'm
you
just
mean?
Saying. Like, what are your expectations about idea? Sort of, like, where you fit in, what your role might be, how socially and with the team? And are you going to be, I guess here's the better question. Are you going to be the same Jackie that you are right now then, and the same Haley that you are right now there?
Okay, so,
or are you looking to redefine yourselves?
I wouldn't say redefine. I would just say especially coming from, like, our experience in high school, I guess that's going to change. Like, I guess, like, the way people view you probably changes, too. I would guess that, like
I don't know. Not, like, because
you have to start over. It's, like, the thing people have seen since you were 12, I guess. That's the part that scares crap out of me.
It has to be a completely new community.
It's like Coach Kev in high school ball. It's like, I could mess up, but he remembers what I did 3 years ago. Or, like, when I was 14. Versus, like, now it's like, hi, guys. Don't know me, but let's see what we can do. I don't know. I think it's just, like, I think one of the interesting things for me, at least, I asked my coach, like, a few weeks ago, I was like, hey, so, like, what position are you thinking of playing? She's like, well, I'm not sure yet, actually. She goes, if you can hit. And I was like, all right, that was comforting to hear, because that's something that I feel like coaches have, like, instilled in me, like, my whole life. Kev, everyone I've played for is like, don't worry about your position, worry about where you can hit, like, if you can hit. So I think that's something that's, like, I don't know. I think it's just kind of like being able, I guess, play multiple positions is kind of nice, knowing that I have, like, more of a broad branch, trying to, like, figure out where I fit in, where I'm going to. But it's kind of nice knowing it's, like, an open book to, like, see, like, where I land. Like, it's like, toss me up and let's see what happens here.
I mean, I'm no longer going to be an upperclassman. Like, I'm starting over. I'm going to be a freshman. I'm probably going to be, like, a little quiet the first little bit.
No, I swear I will. And then I'm going to meet everyone, and then I'll come back out.
There we go.
Then I'll come back out. And just softball-wise, like, do the best that I can do and see where that takes me. Like, just work hard and play as what? Jackie, how plays?
Yeah, play just how like Jackie trust plays. Our abilities, I guess. I don't know. It's definitely weird how you say it. Like, I haven't really thought about it that much, trying to, like, push the nerves aside of, like, okay, well, we really are starting from scratch here. And I guess it's kind of like, not similar to high school, but kind of similar in the aspect of, like, no one knows you. You got to figure it out freshman year.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's kind like, no one has expectations for you yet, which I feel like is kind – like, they have expectations, like, high expectations, but it's not – this is how I know you can play. This is where I, like, you know what I mean? It's, like, building your own expectations and then pushing them. So it's kind of nice knowing that no matter what, everyone's fighting too, I guess. So, yeah. I feel like in high school, you get a lot of the
Well, in high school, you have a lot of different interest levels, right?
You have a lot of different. You have girls who don't.
Kayla and I's high school was very different from Haley's high school.
Like, my high school, all around the board here.
Yep. Very different stories.
I would say, like, our high school, like, I lucked out. We had a good team. Our nine was good.
Okay. You guys worked it out together.
Kayla and I had each other.
It seems like you guys don't have a ring.
Yeah, Kayla and I had each other.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just the phase one. Wow, sorry. That just got so nostalgic in my head.
I mean, like, everyone there is going to be like all state, like, for their high schools. Like, everyone's in the same boat. Yeah. Like, no one's going to know you. You have to, like, work hard to prove yourself.
Do they have the right idea? Or did you guys change a lot over the course of the last 12 months?
I think you will change. Not in, like, a bad, like, you were bad before, but just your maturity and how you think, how you act, just, like, in the sense of, like, okay, you're representing a school now. Like, you were representing a high school and your travel team before, but, like, it's, like, a whole nother, like, when we go in public, it's, like, okay, you can kind of see who's an athlete and who's not. And a lot of people have these assumptions about athletes, like, oh, they don't work hard, they don't do their schoolwork, like, all these things. But you're there to, like, be like, no, I do what I do, and this is how I represent my school, and obviously you're going to represent it well. So I think you change in that aspect. Like, you have the name on your front, and, like, obviously you want to represent yourself well, you know? But I think, like, what Haley was going at with the hitting, like, if you can hit, I'm going to tell you, like, you're going to play. I will say, like, you'll also learn, like, the coach's philosophy. Like, I think that was something that was a little different for me. Just, like, pitching, hitting, like, fielding, all that. Like, you learn the coach's philosophy, and that's why everyone's different. Like, that's why so many college programs are so different, but that's what makes them so unique and, like, so good, because everyone doesn't do the same thing, because if everyone did the same thing, then it would be boring to watch, you know? So I'd say, like, a philosophy is another thing, but you learn that with time and practice, so.
Yeah, I would say the same thing, but also, like, you're growing up. Like, you're an adult, you know, like, you're an adult right now, but, like, you'll become an adult more and more as you go through college. That's how you'll truly change. It's just, you learn yourself so much, because, again, you're finally on your own, like, kind of, but you're pretty much on your own,
basically,
you know?
Yeah.
So you really learn, like, how you work best, how you work best with people, how you collaborate, and then, like, how you work differently with different types of people. So you're going to talk with your coaches differently than you're going to talk with your teammates, and you're going to talk with your captains differently than you're going to talk with your classmates, you know? So understanding those different types of interpersonal relationships is so big. Yeah, but you'll grow with that.
I know that when you guys were seniors in high school, you were very much leaders on your respective teams, and these guys were leaders on their respective teams this past year. Did you continue to show and develop leadership skills even as a freshman? Because again, they just talked about, oh, wait, I'm kind of back down at the bottom of the totem pole. But I know for us, Haley was our leader, right? Like, I know for high school, Haley was absolutely our leader. So now, does she have that opportunity, or how can she, what advice would you give her to say, no, those are still inside of you. You can grow them, and here's how you can grow them. So were you guys able to continue your leadership even though you started back sort of at the bottom of the totem pole as a freshman?
I would say so. I mean, there's obviously different areas. I feel like I'm a very vocal leader. So for me, my area that I loved, obviously besides pitching, was like in the weight room. Like, I was in there cheering everyone on, like, you got it. Like, that's where I felt like I thrived. Like, the weight room, I loved it. Like, it was just so great. And, like, obviously you're in there and, like, you lift a house. Like, you thought you could lift before. Wait till you get to college. And they're putting that weight on that rack. And you look at it and you're like, holy cow, I just did all that. Like, it's so impressive. And it just makes you feel so good about yourself and your team. Because you're like, holy cow, like, our team is doing this. Like, this is why we're going to be so good. Like, we're working hard. And it's just a cool environment. Like, I think, I mean, you guys at Riverside did lifting, but like for high school we didn't really do much, which isn't like, I feel like Riverside was up tier on that one. Like, not a lot of people do
it's
that.
It's not like, but not typical.
Yeah, exactly. So I think like in college, like the weight room, like obviously like be vocal, and it's intimidating because you're playing with girls that are like in their 20s. Like, especially with Megan and I, when we're playing girls with our COVID year, like there were girls on my team that are 25. I was like, holy cow, like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. But yeah, just like, even though it can be intimidating, like, don't stop talking. Like, especially all of us being vocal leaders, like, don't dim your voice.
It's that noticeable in the field. Like, yes. Not, yes. Like, as the difference
yes.
in, like,
yes.
like, it's, like, you see the difference in between, like, a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old, and, yeah, there's a difference, but, like, that, yes. I feel like, would just be insane. You're playing with a grown
full
woman.
Grown.
Yeah, which yeah. is crazy to think about, but, like, you're probably going to do it, too. You're going to have at least some sort of 20-year-old on your team, you know?
Yeah. Meg, what was your leadership sort of scenario like as you moved into college?
Yeah, so I am definitely more vocal on the field, but I'm not as vocal off the field. So there's different ways you can lead. You're not just leading by voice, you're also leading by example. Mm-hmm. And that's something I really like to do, just like doing everything that I can for my team, and making sure that you can grab people to follow you. You know, it's like more so like, you know, like put your, like, I'm not saying it this correctly.
you can edit it out, it's okay.
Yeah, that would be good. But, you know, like, dip a toe in the fire, you know, like, grab on the rope. Those kinds of mindsets of being a leader just by doing what you think is right and what's going to be good for the team. People are going to follow you. But also, like, everyone has an opportunity to be a leader. Mm-hmm. Even if you're a freshman, you're going to be a leader in some way. And it's better to have 9 leaders on the field than one, you know? So that's what you're gonna have when you're going into college. All of these girls are also probably captains of their high school team, you know? They've all probably been in leadership positions at some point in their life. So you need to learn how to lead alongside other leaders. That's a huge thing.
Speaking of leaders, did you guys find anyone on campus that was super influential to you, like a coach or a professor or a lecturer or anything like that, that really blew you away, that really was impactful for you your first year?
There were so many great influences. Obviously, like, my coaching staff is really amazing. I'm really blessed with them. I would say for me, someone that I think surprised me and who I thought I would, like, look up to a lot was my sports psych, which is a whole different story, but, like, that's one of the resources I was talking about using, like, asking for help when you don't think you need it. But just being
clearly the environment that the strength coach created for you was impactful for you.
Yeah, of course. Right? Like, it's just so many different people, and they help you grow in so many different ways that you didn't think you could grow. Like, you think you know who you are until, like, other people are around you, and they're like, no, I think you got more in you. Or they're like, hey, like, let's talk about this, and you're like, no, I'm okay. But then you open up and you're like, wow, like, I really needed that. Like, I didn't think I needed that. And it's just like learning to be okay with being out of your comfort zone. Like, that's a big thing in college, like learning how to get comfortable being uncomfortable. I know everyone says it, but like, you live it in college. Like, you live it.
Yeah. For me, one of my advisors was really incredible. He was just always there for me and allowed me to talk. You know, sometimes you have advisors that don't really check in on you, but then you find one and you're just like, I'm going to stick with you. He was really great for me, my coaches, but like Kayla was saying, talk to people. That's going to be huge. You need to be able to find people that you can talk to and feel comfortable talking mm-hmm. to, because, again, you go through so many things in college that you probably haven't experienced before, and you need to be able to share those experiences with someone. So finding someone and making sure that you are talking is just huge.
Yeah.
So.
What changed? Now, this is different for you because Kayla was not recruited by the staff that was currently there. But Megan, how has the relationship changed with Coach Jenny from last year, you know, 2 years ago to last year?
Yeah.
Like, how did it change? Was there a different dynamic?
A little bit. So Coach Jenny Roan was the assistant coach at Harvard when I was being recruited back in 2021. And then she left to go coach in Michigan, and then she came back to Harvard to be our head coach when Coach Jenny Allard decided to leave. So I definitely feel like there's more of a professional, not barrier, but way of speaking with each other. I feel like when she was an assistant coach, it was just more like getting to know me, you know. It's also the recruiting process, so that's a little different. I wasn't truly her player yet.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, so that's definitely different. They really want to get to know you, like understand who you are, to know how to incorporate you into their program, and how to introduce you to people, how to work with you truly on the field. But I definitely feel like she is much more professional when on the field, because she's just focused on getting the job done. And I love that. Like, I really like that, of being like, okay, let's go. Like, let's work hard. Like, we're on the field. But when you're off the field, she is just someone who is incredibly there for you. Like, she just supports you through everything. She's there to talk to you. And that's just something I love.
Yeah. Kayla, how was your first introduction to the new staff when you sort of got rolling?
I remember it was when Coach Lindsay got hired. It was still summer. Like, we hadn't gone in yet. And they put us on a Zoom call. And she introduced herself as a coach, and everyone was like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. Especially coming from LSU, like, great, big, huge, amazing program. We all watch them on TV all the time. So it was pretty cool to get her. And then we got, Coach Mike Bosch from Florida, and then Paige Cassidy from Texas Tech, but she was from Liberty before, and then Coach G, who played at Indiana and then is now playing pro with some of the LSU former players, and Elena Botter from Sanford in South Carolina. So she plays pro, which is so cool. Like, she'll practice with us sometimes. Like, she'll, like, show us how it's done. And we're like, oh, my gosh, like, you make it look so easy. Or, like, when we do conditioning, she'd be like, okay, this is what I want you to do. And we'd be like, yeah, yeah. And then we do, and we're like, how is she not out of breath? Like, she made it look so easy. So that's definitely a perk of, like, having a coach that's still playing pro. But, yeah, I think, obviously, recruiting, like, keep all your doors open. You never know who's going to end up where. Like, all college athletics are his business, so never shut a door, because you don't know who's ending up where. Like, for example, I had no idea Coach Lindsay was going to be our head coach at LSU, and I think that's also, like, a business thing, and in life, like, never shut a door, because you never know when you're going to need that door or need that person, or, like, if they're going to be your coach. Like, you always want to have a good relationship with people.
Awesome advice. I think that has nothing to do with softball right there. That's a life thing for sure.
There's been a lot of good advice in the last hour.
This is great. What are the expectations? What are your guys' expectations? We talked a little bit about what their expectations were about. You're now entering year two, right? So what are your guys' expectations about what's going to happen, with you, with the team, in the conference, you know, all that kind of stuff? Because now, again, to Kayla's point, and this is something that's, you know, this is a business. Right? Like Coach Jenny, like Coach Gina, Coach Howard, they're there to win. That is their job. Their job is to win. It's like, our jobs are to provide you a decent environment in high school, and then on the travel side, get you opportunities to be recruited. Like that's what our jobs are, but the whole different ball game. So what are your expectations sort of heading into sophomore season?
So this past season, we had a good season.
Yeah.
But we came in second at the Ivy League tournament. And
right at the end.
Right at the end, last game, lost by one to Princeton. Left a bad taste in our mouths, for sure. So expectation for this year is just fighting for that regional berth. Like, that's what we want. We want to win that Ivy League tournament, and that's what we're going for. Those are the expectations of, like, nothing but fighting for that spot. And we're going to work hard all year to get to that. And that's all I expect.
Awesome. Awesome. Kayla?
Yeah. So this past year, we did a lot better than the previous year. And I think it's just continuing to build. Like, we're a developing program. Like, we got a lot of transfers coming in. So that's exciting. Like, we're building our program and what we want it to be for all the future generations and all the future Wolf Packers. But I think also, like, just learning. This past year, you learned a lot with how you play, how your body handles playing, like, what you need to do. So you learn, like, oh, I need to do this for recovery. Like, now I know what to do from the start rather than, like, at the middle or the end. So I think just, like, building off of each win and, like Megan said, just finishing, like, winning a series, even better, sweeping a series. So just, like, getting to finish.
Good. That's awesome. Awesome. You got anything else?
No. No, I'm good.
What about – What is your biggest singular piece of advice that you could give these two? And, you know, we saw Kaylee walk in. There's a ton of kids up on that board, like kids that are really wanting to make this part of their life. Like, what is the biggest piece of advice that you could give them as they sort of venture into the college opportunities?
My biggest advice, especially that I wish I could give to myself, is don't compare anything that you do to anybody else. Like, it doesn't matter if you're in the same class. Like, don't compare your grades. Don't compare your playing time. Don't compare any of that, because you don't know what the other person's going through and they don't know what you're going through. And I think that's, like, also for life, too, which I kind of learned, like, not comparing what you have to somebody else, because life is different for everyone. And I think comparison is, like, the thief of joy, and it will eat you up alive. And obviously, from social media, like, that's a big part. Like, you're saying, oh, all these people are getting, like, all these amazing things. Oh, they got to do this, they got to do that. But it's, like, you don't know if that's true or not. And, like, obviously, all these things look so good, and you're going to be like, oh, I wish I had that. But you have an amazing gift in front of you, so use it. Like, use it to your advantage. Don't compare.
Awesome. Meg?
Mine would probably be find joy in everything that you do. I think that sometimes when you just – you're going and going and going, you get into this kind of repetitive mindset, you know, it's kind of mundane and everything, but just find joy in what you're doing. Find a way to find joy in what you're doing. It's really gonna show your strength, and it's gonna make you just so much happier in the end, and just make sure what you're doing is giving you joy. So.
Oh, that's awesome, because here's what's going to happen. A year from now, we're going to get those two to sit on that side and another set of two to come in, right? And then we need to keep working all together, right? This is one big sort of softball family that we have been developing for a really, really long time. I've known a lot of you guys since you were like little tiny kids, right? So, you know, we want to continue to help each other. So thank you guys so much for helping each other and everybody that's going to watch. And we're super, super proud of everyone. We're super proud of everything that you guys have accomplished. And trust me, we're watching, and we're very smiley about all of it as well. So
yeah, we're just super blessed at 643 to have people like you guys come through. And I've been lucky enough to witness Megan and Kayla and working with the kids this week. I know Jackie's got a event coming up that we're doing that'll be pretty cool, and she gets to work. So it's awesome to see you guys give back, and awesome to just share your experiences and your advice. That was beautiful to listen to.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, really we didn't need to do much. You guys could take it on. So I think there's a Kayla and Megan show that has a possibility somewhere down the line. I don't think that that's off the mark. So thanks so much, ladies. Really appreciate you guys coming in, and all the best to you as you guys head off for the next academic year.
Thank you.
Take care. See ya.
We'll be watching.
Think about it. There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above.